The tale of Zidane is one steeped in the ancient mythologies of the cosmos, with its roots planted deep in the Celestine, Omniscape. An Omniscape is an infinite set of possibilities conceived by the grand artist. But before the Celestine Omniscape came to be, there was another Omniscape existence. Like every other instance before, the grand artist conceived all things here. Firstly, the twin yet opposite entities of light and dark, positive and negative polarities, and order and chaos, they were Imreel and Morn. The creation of Morn and Imreel resulted in the simultaneous emergence of Echo Saluma, the cosmic mother and bride, who embodies the grand artist's works and begins the new cosmic design. Morn, the eldest of the siblings, was formed from the fabric of the dark void and was conceived first before the creation of his sister, Imreel, of light. The very existence of these sibling entities gave birth to a power struggle of light versus dark. This struggle would ultimately shape the precarious cosmic equilibrium. After witnessing the constant near topple of the cosmic equilibrium, the grand artist created Zidane. This third cosmic child could emulate both light and dark, yet would be affected by neither. When he conceived Morn and Imreel, the grand artist allocated 24% of his power to each to ensure equality and balance between them. But, to enable Zidane to balance the opposing forces of Morn and Imreel, the grand artist gave him a significantly larger portion of his power, 49%. He assumed that with Zidane's cosmic power in control of the balance, the Omniscape he had created would be safe in his care. So, when he believed his creative works were done, he left Zidane alone to go and experience the realities he had created. The Cosmic Father left the Omniscape in Zidane's hands and devolved himself to live as a mortal for a while. And, Zidane did indeed facilitate the cosmic equilibrium by maintaining a balance between Morn and Imreel. But, Zidane's task ultimately consumed him, and he became poisoned by the responsibility he bore. Maintaining the balance alone wore down Zidane and led to him destroying all that was good and all that was evil, alike. Combining their efforts and power, Morn and Imreel tried to war against Zidane but were outmatched. They had never worked together this closely. The grand artist made Zidane too powerful, mistakenly thinking the risk to his Omniscape would come from Morn and Imreel. 49% of his power made Zidane the most potent cosmic child. Even with Morn and Imreel cooperating, they could not match Zidane's power. Zidane's rampage was radically undoing the Omniscape. To defeat Zidane, Morn and Imreel needed the grand artist to contribute the remaining 3% of omnipotence that he kept. Zidane had caused more damage than anything Morn and Imreel could ever. The eldest siblings raced to find their cosmic father in his lower state somewhere in the expanse of nothingness. Zidane's rampage completely undid his father's Omniscape. Time had no more meaning, but they would eventually find the grand artist. In the end, the first two cosmic children sacrificed themselves to give the grand artist back enough omnipotence to defeat their crazed little brother Zidane. A fierce indescribable battle ripped apart the last remaining reality, and the grand artist had nearly annihilated Zidane. But, just before the decisive blow, Zidane cried out in sorrow and asked why the grand artist left him right after creating him. The grand artist stayed his hand for the moment and explained how he only wanted to experience his creations. He saw that his own design decisions and choice may have led to the destruction of his own created Omniscape, and how Zidane's war may have been his fault. Moved by the fact that Zidane was a heartbroken child with too much power, he took away most of his cosmic capabilities. He devolved his angry but loving child into the state of being a mere consciousness. Zidane no longer would be a cosmic entity. He allowed his broken and defeated cosmic child to remain in some indeterminable state, stripping Zidane of all of his cosmic power. The grand artist would then rebuild a new Omniscape. Still, first, he had to recreate again the siblings, Morn and Imriel, who were both terrified and wary of their younger brother, Zaydan. Upon seeing Zaydan's weak state and in stasis at his and his sister's recreation, Morn immediately went to strike at Zaydan in his exposed state, and the Grand Artist understood why. Unlike Imriel, who operated by definite rules, Morn was created for darkness, all possibilities, chaos, and no limitations. Revenge was only natural to the first cosmic child. So without judgment, the father halted Morn from destroying Zaydan in his weakened state. He placed Zaydan into a limbo called the Imidian. The Imidian is outside of all space, time, reality, or dimension and was where the Grand Artist and Echo Saluna rested and called home. Morn could cause no problems there. He then commanded Morn to resume his duties over darkness, chaos, and negative polarity. At the very moment the Grand Artist spoke the command, in the form of a dark dragon, off flew Morn into the nothingness that remained. The dark sibling left a cloud-like trail of smoky dark matter in his wake that expanded and filled the empty colorless vacuum to begin creating his half of the Omniscape. The Grand Artist then commanded Imriel to resume her duties over light and order. Still, before she could sprinkle the blackness left by Morn with stars, the Grand Artist had beckoned for Imriel to be at his side. Aside from her regular duties of light and positivity, the Grand Artist requested that she monitor Zaydan's consciousness as a mortal. The father had de-evolved Zaydan from that of a cosmic entity into a simple mortal consciousness, forced to have a physical host to exist. And the Grand Artist commanded Imriel to record Zaydan's actions and progression as a mortal consciousness living one life after another. She was also clearly instructed that if Zaydan proved to be a destructive monster as a mortal, she was authorized to erase her brother's consciousness and existence completely. But, until that could be determined, she must protect her younger brother's weakened presence from Morn, who is vengeful. He created an empty universe to serve as a cage for Zaydan, who was the undoer of his works. This is the Zaydanverse. It was a hidden reality within his new Celestine Omniscape that he had now was creating again. As a confined mortal consciousness, over many lifetimes, the undoer of the Omniscape would take on many identities under variations of the name Zaydan, such as Jardin. Soon, after living thousands of lifetimes as a mortal consciousness, he had forgotten all about the Grand Artist and anything cosmic. He would come and go from the light stream, jumping from lifetime to lifetime, timeline to timeline, but all within the same reality, which was his cage. During the second equinox war on planet Gera, in the Zaydanverse cage, Syra was assigned to be Zaydan's guardian Jyne. One fateful incident in the war led to Jardin's irreversible awakening of his power over light, which led to the destruction of the entire underground cave where he fought. At that moment, he defeated the Dark Abyss Vineglum, who was sent by Morn to investigate the hidden universe, which held a measure of evil not created by him. The awakening of his repressed cosmic power over light destroyed Jardin's physical body and host shell, and his consciousness moved to the light stream. Jardin found himself suddenly standing in a long corridor of blinding light with countless small swirling black holes lining the walls that went on infinitely. In this light stream, he could see unfathomable distances, going backward or forward in time at any place throughout the Zaydanverse reality. An overpowering instinct pulled him to escape the corridor of light. He knew he didn't belong there. He tried to exit through a swirling hole from which he believed he had come, but when he attempted, the black hole vanished. Quickly, he understood that each swirling hole in this light stream corridor was a new life, a new body, a new experience. He finally understood his life experience as Jardin Isle Maravincia was gone. Because his body was no longer habitable. It had perished. Being inexplicably driven to exit the endless cosmic corridor, Jardin had to choose a new exit, a new body. From that light stream, he could view the possible futures, successes, tragedies, and the parents and families of each portal he investigated. He was pulled to make a choice and chose the closest option near him and jumped through. He was reborn as a child in the future as Jardin Almaravancia. 30,000 years in the Zedenverse reality future. And at 6 months old, he had thoroughly forgotten the light stream and how he died.